You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3. We want to welcome Brevard Cooling and Heating Incorporated as corporate sponsors of the radio ministries of WMIE, available at 321-757-9008. Brevard Cooling and Heating services all types of air conditioners, from MIMS in Titusville all the way down to Palm Bay, Barefoot Bay, Satellite Beach, and all points in between. Brevard Cooling and Heating, 321-757-9008. Once again, 757-9008 for Brevard Cooling and Heating.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. It's your host and speaker, Paul Esposito. I only got one quick minute. I want to invite you out to Bible study here tonight at Island Community Church at 6 o'clock. That's Wednesday night, 6 o'clock. We're in Acts chapter 11. You are invited. We're going to hear part three now of this message here, a look at the faithful church. The faithful church has a wonderful promise. It says, the Lord Jesus says, that He will keep you from. Now, the Greek word there is ek. It's a preposition. The word means out of. I will keep you out of the hour of trial that's going to test or try those that dwell on the earth. It's a great promise. You can write that down. The Son of God promises that He is going to keep us out of the end of this great tribulation that's going to be coming upon the whole world. That's what we're looking at. Let's now hear part three of this message, the Faithful Church of Philadelphia.
Because you have done this, he says, I am going to do this. And that is, he's going to keep you from. Actually, the Greek preposition there, ek, means he's going to keep you out of. Is what that word means. That's right. Lord Jesus promises the last remaining faithful church on earth when He returns that He will keep them out of the hour of trial that's going to test or try the whole world. You know, like that old saying, try me. What do you say to your kids sometimes? You what? You try my patience. Jesus says, well, I reckon I can accommodate you. Try me. John 12:25, he that loveth his life will lose it. He that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Even Satan will agree with that assessment. Did you know that? The devil himself says, skin for skin, all that a man has he will give for his life. And then, regardless of your eschatological point of view, pre, mid, post, out you go. All this and more is promised by the Son of God to the faithful church. He promises, you will not be tried. You will not be tested at the hour of trial. Viewed as a big N-A next to the faithful church of Jesus Christ. You will not go through this, he says. The try me option for everyone else. So I ask you, what church do you want to join today? We've looked at six of them. What church do you want to join? Verse 11. Behold, I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one may take your crown. Imagine that. Someone trying to take your crown. The context here doesn't imply Satan as the culprit, but rather people. It's a question. Who else, other than the devil, can attempt to steal your crown? I'll give you five quick ones. Well, this rotten world will try to take your crown in a heartbeat. This world will try to take your crown in a heartbeat. Listen to these believers who had someone or something steal their crown. Matthew chapter 13. You can turn there if you like. Matthew 13, verse 19. Hold fast so that no one takes your crown. Again, that's kind of surprising. You would think that he is the one that would hold it, that we wouldn't have to do anything, right? When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, we looked at this last week, didn't we? Verse 19. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who receives seed by the wayside. All right, the first one that'll try to take your crown is the devil himself, which the word says he's sitting over here in pew 7. You just can't see him, with his little pitchfork and his little red thing there and a little horn there and a tail. And he's sitting in here. I once had Roy bring in a pitchfork for me, and I laid it up front here, waiting for you not to understand. Notice you can't see any of these. And he'll snatch away what was sown in your heart. And then you walk out of that door saying, well, I just don't understand it. Verse 20. But he who receives the seed on stony ground is he who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures only for a while. But when tribulation and persecution arise because of the world, immediately he is offended. Buzzword for today, right? I mean, is there any more buzzword in this world, in this country today, than offended? Everyone's offended, right? Everyone's offended at you, that is. So number two, the second thing that'll try to steal your crown, tribulation. The third thing that'll try to steal your crown, persecution. Goes along too with Matthew 24, 9 and 10. Then they will hand you over to tribulation and kill you. And then you will be hated by all the world on account of my name. And then many will be offended and fall away and betray one another and hate one another. All right, that's three. Satan's number one. Tribulation will try to take your crown. Number two, which by the way is why God makes your life difficult. Did you know that? God makes your life difficult today so you can pass this test. Which is why the Bible writers, the Bible authors, the Holy Spirit led them to write things like this. Count it all joy when you encounter various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, endurance. God makes your life difficult so you'll trust in Him to get through what the trial is you're going through. And then the next time it comes around, just like David, 1 Samuel chapter 16, it says he ran into a lion and a bear and he killed both of them. After killing lion and the bear, he runs into someone 9'6". And what does he say to him? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God? I'll tell you what, if David would have cut bait and run, he never would have said that. He would have been like everyone else. His knees would have knocked, and he would have been a coward like all the other Jews. But he stood tall. He let God deliver him through trial. What are you going through in your life right now? Are you going through a trial? A time of testing? 1 Peter 5:6. humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, and he will exalt you in due time. But not until then. In due time. But don't worry, God's got your back. He hasn't forgotten about you. It's always right at the midnight hour. Is God or is he not the God of the midnight hour? Can anyone relate to that? Read all the but gods in your Bible. But God, but God, but God. It's always in the midnight hour. I encourage you, abide under the hand of God. Let him deliver you through what you're going through. God allows or makes your life difficult for a reason. So you won't be like all these other people. Look at our brothers in the Middle East. Look at the horrendous things that they go through. I mean, their kids are murdered and slaughtered right in front of their eyes every day. And what do? They go around singing, "All hail the power of Jesus' name. Let angels prostrate fall." That's what they do there. Verse 22. Now he who receives seed among thorns is he who hears the word, but the cares of this world, that's number four, the fourth thing that'll steal your crown, worldly cares. And the rest of the verse goes on. Number five. He who receives seed among thorns, he who hears the word, but the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of money. No, that's not what it says. There's nothing wrong with money. It's the deceitfulness of riches. Choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. You see, riches can deceive you and make you think you've got everything that you need. You don't need anything. The deceitfulness of riches. I've heard it, you know, when you go evangelizing door to door, the hardest house, the one no one ever wants to go to, is the one with all the nice Mercedes there in the driveway. No one wants to go knock on that door because they don't see any need at all. I've heard it before. Look at my house. What do I possibly need? I've heard the saying before, you'll never ever find a hearse that's pulling a U-Haul. You ain't taking it with you when you leave this world. Solomon says, right? He says, you're leaving it to someone else. Vanity. All is vanity. Vexation of spirit. You're going to leave it for somebody else. I say to you, invest it. Save lives out here today. I read about Steve Jobs. He went to his grave with what? Billions and billions of dollars as an unbeliever. Because he saw a picture of a hungry Ethiopian kid one day and said, any God who would let that kid be hungry, I don't want anything to do with. Well, maybe it's for such a time as this God's raised you up. I mean, a man could have ended world hunger with all his money and Bill Gates.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.